Quiet, please. Quiet, please. American Broadcasting Company presents Quiet, Please, which is written and directed by Willis Cooper, which features Ernest Chappell. Quiet, Please for today is called Dark Gray Magic. Yes, I'll be there. Yes, I said. I'm here. Yes, hello. Yes, this is Mr. Barleycorn. Whom did you think it was? Well, this is my room. I'm not in the habit of having people in my room when I'm not here. No, there's nobody in my room. What? Yes, I'm in my room. But there's nobody in my room except me. All right. Were there any calls for me? No calls. Well, all right, hang up and let me sit down. All right. I'm get me Gramercy Nyan 1044. Yes. Hello, Mr. Lumen Crippenden, please. Oh, Lumen, it's you. Didn't recognize your voice, Lumen. How are you? I'm just exhausted. I've just had the most extraordinary experience. Well, I was waiting for a Madison Avenue bus there on 4th Avenue. Well, I guess that's your place more properly. You know, right across from Wanamaker's where the subway station's in the middle of the street, kind of. You know. I was waiting there for a Madison Avenue bus, and you know all those secondhand bookstores along 4th Avenue? They have tables outside, carry away these plastics, 6 for 50 cents. Wait a minute, Lumen. There's somebody at the door. Somebody interrupts my telephone. Well? Well, now, who done? Who did that? How is that? I'll try to throw kids again. There wasn't anybody, Lumen. I mean, it was some kid or something. Hello, Lumen. Lumen, are you there? Hello, Lumen. Wouldn't that please you? Somebody cut us off. Hello. Hello, office. Hello, you cut us off. You did, too. Get me Gramercy Nyan 1044 again. Wait a minute. Gramercy Nyan 1044. Make it snappy, too.
That kid at the door again.
Hello. Oh, hello, woman. We were cut off, weren't we? Well, I went to the door and... Yes, I know. Well, I was waiting for the bus. Oh, yes, I did say that, didn't I? And about the second-hand books. Well, I bought a book. Yes, I did. 45 cents. You guess. No. No. No, you give up? Magic. No, not card tricks. Magic, real magic. Black magic, just like real. Sure. I nearly broke my neck on my way home. All walking along reading it after I got off the Madison Avenue bus. I fell over a cat. Cat. C-A-T. Cat. Black is the ace of spades. Wouldn't that freeze you? Oh, but that isn't anything. Somebody followed me. Wait a minute. I wonder if that could be him that was at the door. Do you suppose... Oh, no. It's that little Yussel Silverman that lives down the hall. He always wants to sell me cigars. Cigars! I haven't the faintest idea where he gets them. I think he filches them from somewhere, the little dickens. No, wait, Lumen. I want to read to you from the magic book. But it's fabulous, Lumen. You want to know how to give people warts? No, I suppose not. Wait. How to ride a broom. Oh, that's for sure. Oh, wait. How to make ye dready spirits appear from beyond ye beyond ye. Oh, boy. Listen to this. again thou wouldst raise up a naughty spirit to teach thee all the secrets of evildom, thou must needs... Wait a minute, Lumen, I've got a cramp in my leg. Wait till I sit down. Must needs... Well, for goodness sake, listen to this. Thou must needs first stumble unawares over a catty. It's spelled C-A-T-T-E, Lumen. A catty of the blackest hue. Imagine, Lumen. Well, I did trip over a black catty. Wait. Listen to this. Over a black catty, the cat, whilst thou dost read the 40th page of this bookie. Wait, let's look at page 40. Oh, let your dinner sit. It won't run away. 37, 38, 39. 40. Well, I'd be jiggered. I'd be absolutely comprehensively teetotally jiggered if that isn't a coincidence, Lumen. That's the very page I was... Lumen, do you smell anything? Oh, that's right. How could you smell on the telephone? I smell something, though. Well, I smell something burning. Goodness, you suppose it's brimstone? Are you listening? Well, wait till I find my place again. Here. Then must thou place thy left thumb on thy right ear, and close thy left eye and say, honorifi. Goodness, what a word. Honorificabili. For the love of Kate's cat, did you ever hear a word like that? Honorificabili tuti. Honorificabili tuti the cat. What'd you say, Lumen? Explosion? Oh, I didn't hear anything. It all must be blasting in the street or something. Oh, heck, there is somebody at the door. Wait a minute, Lumen. Darn little guff of a little man. Get out of bed, a cookie. I'm right here.
Well, hello.
Well, hello yourself. What do you want?
You, Mr. Meredith Barleycorn?
I certainly am. Who are you? You're not Jussel Silverman.
No, sir. May I come in, please?
Well, come in.
Thanks.
Well? All right, little boy. What's so funny?
I know, little boy, Mr. Barleycorn.
What?
Meredith?
You ain't?
I am not.
You get out of here, you little devil.
That's better.
How?
Oh, stop being such a silly fool, Meredith. You just called me, didn't you?
Called you?
Idiot, you tripped over a cat, a black cat, and you were reading the book, and then you said the word. Go finish your phone conversation with Lumen Crittenden, Meredith. Then you and I'll talk.
But I... Huh? Yes, sir. Hello, Lumen. Yeah, there was somebody at the door. Scared? No, I'm not scared, Lumen. I just...
Meredith.
Wait a minute, Lumen. Yes?
Who is this a picture of?
On the desk? Well, that's Lumen.
Oh, is it? Lumen, hey? Here.
What's that?
A pin.
A pin? Just a second, Lumen.
Just a pin in Lumen's picture, Meredith.
What? What's for? Here. Right here in his fat stomach.
There.
Well? Sorry, Lumen. This little fellow is... What did you say, Lumen? Hello, Lumen. Hello. Lumen? Lumen! Lumen, where are you? What are you laughing at?
Oh, you learned your first lesson fine, Meredith.
Oh?
Why, you wanted to learn all the secrets of evildom, didn't you, Meredith?
Sure.
You stuck the pin right through Lumen's big fat stomach, Meredith. You murdered him. Sure, Meredith. You did everything the book said. You called me to teach you evil, boy. You got a mind start. Murder. Oh, what are we trying next? You decide.
I kill Lumen?
With the pin through his stomach. Have you ever heard of that? Voodoo, they call it sometimes. Works fine, doesn't it, Meredith?
I Kill them?
Sure.
Oh, my. Why, you dreadful, murderous, horrible, evil little devil.
Thank you, murder.
Excuse me. Hello? Hello? What? Norman!
Huh?
Norman, I thought you were dead. You what? Stomachache!
What?
And you're not dead, Norman? Oh, Norman! Me? Matter with me? Why, Norman, I'm so happy!
Yeah.
I'm awfully sorry, Meredith. I don't know what could have happened. It's always worked before. Oh, well, better luck next time, I always say. Who do you want to murder now? Got any more pictures?
I want to know who you are.
Excuse me. My name is Bodge. I'm a demon.
Well, you just get right out of here, you demon.
I won't do it.
You better.
Won't do it. You call me, and here I am. Come on, we run away.
I don't want to learn a thing. What can you learn me? Teach me.
All the evil magic in the universe, Meredith.
Really?
There are 64 ways of murdering people by magic, Meredith.
64, Ma? I'll
show you how to produce an earthquake, fires, floods, sicknesses, start wars, rob people.
No, I guess not, thanks.
And turn people into fish worms?
I don't think so.
Bust radios?
No, thanks. Well...
Make people jump out of windows?
Very interesting, Bodge. Bodge?
Bodge. That's right. B-O-J.
You're a mean little cookie.
Thanks.
How old are you?
Oh, a couple of million.
Well, you don't look it.
In some of my swarms, I do.
Swarms?
Might turn into different things.
Oh?
Evil things. Snakes, bats, platypuses, great big spiders, ornithomimuses. Like a fish. Lives way down the bottom of the ocean. Very horrible.
I imagine.
Well, come on. Let's murder somebody. Let's make somebody jump off the Empire State Building, huh?
Can you really do that?
I can. I'll teach you how.
Really? How?
Easy. Think of someone. Lumen?
Okay.
Okay. Now, say after me. Bibbidi bibbidi.
Bibbidi
bibbidi. Bibbidi
sad. Bibbidi sad.
Jump.
Jump. Oh, my goodness. I was thinking of Lumen.
He jumped. Bye-bye, Lumen. Got him that time, Meredith.
I don't believe it.
You wait and see.
Just because I said everybody, everybody, somebody said.
Sure. Did you say somebody said?
Sure, somebody said.
Oh, yeah. Half it. Somebody said.
I thought that's what I said.
You said it backwards. Answer it.
Yes? Oh, hello, Roman.
You see?
Oh, fool.
I can't hear you very well, Lumen. What's all that noise? The what? People, what people? I'm trying to get into what phone booth? For goodness sake, where are you, Lumen? Where? On top of the Empire State Building? Well, how in the world did you get... You what? You jumped up there!
You, Meredith, you're the dumbest man I ever saw. You and your savvy sib. You know what? That's the first good thing I've done in 2,708,202 years, 5 months, and 9 days. And I could cut your heart out for it. With a butter knife.
Gracious, he's getting $1,000 a week in that new picture, the man who jumped over the Empire State.
He didn't jump over it.
Well, you know Hollywood.
Come on, time to learn how to poison dogs.
I don't think I want to know how to poison dogs, Bob. Now, I wonder how Lumen's doing.
We could poison him. It's easy. Look,
I hope he's happy.
He's happy, all right, the jerk.
Oh, Dixie's happy, too.
Who's
Dixie? Lumen's wife.
Women. Let's burn down a schoolhouse.
Oh, no.
That's full of little children.
Charge it, that kid, that little yussel Silverman.
Let's burn down his schoolhouse. I'll show you.
I should say not.
Sissy.
No, I wouldn't give a lot of kids that kind of break burning down their schoolhouse. It's all right. Moon letter.
Let me show you how to put epizootic germs in it.
What's epizootic?
Some kind of disease horses get. I know how to give it to people. Come on, I'll put in a handful in the letter, and maybe his wife will get it, and she'll turn green and...
Heavens, no!
Well, I wish I wouldn't say heavens. Makes me all icky.
I wouldn't want Dixie to get up a... whatever it is.
No?
No.
Why? You in love with Loman's wife?
I was once.
Oh, you were.
Madly.
I see.
But she married Loman. I was heartbroken. I still am.
I see. Well, can you cross your little finger over the next one?
Oh, I guess so. Sure, see?
Both hands?
Sure. See?
Can you say, Opa Del Doc?
Opa Del Doc? I guess so. Opa Del Doc, why?
Say it again.
Why?
Three times, four.
Oh, Opa Del Doc. Who's that?
Bell.
Bell what?
It's Bell to bring back a lost love, Meredith.
That's all. That's all!
You were in love with Loman's wife.
Dixie?
No, it's that Loman.
Well, what are you talking about?
Somebody at the door, Meredith.
Who's that?
Meredith. Oh, Meredith, darling.
It's Dixie's voice.
Sure.
What have you done to me?
I didn't do anything, Meredith. You said over Del Doc.
Meredith, are you in there?
Come in, Dixie.
Oh, Meredith, darling.
Hello, Dixie.
Oh, kiss me, Meredith.
Now, Dixie.
Oh, I love you so much, Meredith.
Now, wait a minute. I mean, Loman.
Oh, Loman. I'll change my mind, Meredith. It's you I love. Oh, my goodness, I sure do love you, Meredith.
See, Meredith?
Who's that little boy?
Well, lady, don't kid yourself. I know a little boy.
Well, you ought to be ashamed of yourself standing there looking on in love with me.
Well, I'm enjoying it, lady. Kiss him again.
Oh, no!
Now, you hark to me, Meredith Valentine. I've gone and left my husband for you, and I love you. So you just grin and bear, you hear me? Kiss me now.
Now, stop, Dixie.
Oh, Meredith, you and me, we're going to be so happy.
She's awful fat, Meredith.
And I just love you so much. But I don't like your partner.
You don't?
Now, Meredith, we're going to have to do something about it. Just the minute we get married.
Married?
Well, of course, Meredith, honey.
But what about Loman, my friend?
Oh, Father Loman, it's you I love. Now, Meredith, I want to know how much money you're making. I expect to be supported in the style I've got accustomed to since Newman got his job in the movie. How much do you make?
He only makes $85 a week.
Well, I wish you'd go away, little boy. Meredith, is that all you make?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's something you'll have to take care of right away, sweetheart.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't call me sweetheart,
Meredith. Well, oh, my sweetheart. I just love you to speak.
Now, Dixie.
And another thing, Meredith. You'll have to go out with me and buy some new clothes.
I like you, Dixie.
Well, I'm going to march you into a store and make you get the finest two pantsuits $22 will buy.
$22?
I've never let Loman pay more than $22 for a suit in his life. And you've got to get some new pants, darling. That's hilarious. Oh, goodness. I want you to look like a young lover.
Me?
Nothing's too good for the man I love.
Did you buy Loman's tie, too, Dixie?
I certainly did. And yet, furthermore, I took one of his ties with me when I left. For you, darling. Oh, don't you just love those purple dots on it? See?
My.
Well, I'll be it.
Oh, shut up, little boy. And such a lovely shade of green, too. And don't you just love the fringe? 39 cents. And worth every penny of $1.19.
Gracious.
It's my eyes.
Oh, I just love it. with me again, Mary. I sure do love you, sugar.
But what about Lumen, Dixie?
Oh, leave Lumen out of it. You can have his $1,000 a week out there in Hollywood, lolling around on beaches in the sun, and he's never dared to lure his drive in and throwing his money away in the shooting gallery.
Gosh.
And that's just what I say, honey, darling. Now, you and me, you're worth work your fingers to the bone for your little Dixie.
A little.
And Dixie will just make our little penthouse a real love nest for her, Mary. And every night when you come home, I'll cook liver and onions for you. And rhubarb pie twice a week.
Dixie, I don't like liver and onions.
Oh, you'll learn to like it, Mary. I just adore it.
Oh, I detest rhubarb pie.
Oh, I love it. With chocolate ice cream.
Where are you going, Bodge?
I'm sick, Meredith.
And you'll sit home and play hearts every night and look at the television.
No.
Oh, yes, Meredith. Don't you want to please, Dixie?
Dixie, I do not.
Why, Meredith. Dixie loves you so much. Dixie.
No.
Meredith?
No, sir, this is what... This has gone far enough, Dixie. I'm not going to stand for it.
Oh, don't you love me, Sugar Pie?
I do not. You're much too fat for goodness sake. And besides, you're Lumen's wife.
But I love you, Meredith.
Oh, I don't care. You go back to Lumen.
I won't.
Well, you just better.
Now, Meredith. Oh.
What's the matter?
The bird, those great big green and yellow birds.
Where?
Well, it's on the nose. Do something, Meredith.
Stand still, Dixie. Stand still.
Oh! Meredith Barleycorn, you struck me.
I was trying to kill a bug.
Nevertheless, you struck me. You are no joke.
Oh, I tell you, I just...
Oh, thank you to shut up.
Hey?
I thought I loved you, but now I know. I'll not have anything to do with the gentleman that strikes ladies on their noses.
Wait, Dixie, where are you going?
I'm going home to Lumen. He loves me.
Oh, Dixie, wait.
And don't you speak to me, you brute, you.
Oh, my goodness me. Let me have freeze you. Now, Dixie.
And you give me my Lumen next time, you monster.
Oh, man.
Dodge?
Yeah.
Where were you?
Me? I was a dog.
The what?
The green and yellow bug you were flapping at.
Oh. The bug.
Sure, I can change myself into things. See?
The bug.
I had to do something to get rid of it, so I turned myself into a bug.
Well, you nearly got squashed.
I jumped. The boy, he sure snapped her nose.
I think I've got enough of you too, Bodge.
That's what you think, Bodge.
You get out of here.
Meredith, I can't.
You better. I'm a desperate man.
You can't hurt me.
I can, too.
Look, if you make a pass at me, Meredith, I'll just change myself into an elephant or a chair or a horse or something.
How?
Look.
My goodness, an elephant.
See?
Look.
A teacup.
I'll smash
it. No, you don't. I'm still too fast for you, Meredith. Look, I came here because you called me the chief.
You certainly made my life a misery.
I'll be reasonable, Meredith. If you'd let me teach you something, or if you weren't so dumb about doing things backwards, we could have a lot of fun together. Come on. I'll show you how to think of battleship.
I don't want to. I want you to go away.
I can't go away. I'm going to be here forever. That's the rule.
I don't want you.
You called me.
Well, I didn't mean to.
But you did. Come on. Let the practice disappear.
I don't want to disappear.
Assassinate the mayor of Brooklyn?
Brooklyn hasn't got any mayors.
Set off all the atom bombs in the world. Oh, boy. That'd be terrific. Listen, you just put your fingers in your ears.
Will you stop?
It's just an idea, mate.
Don't you ever have any good ideas, Bodge?
Well, I should say not. Say.
Say?
Don't you ever have any bad ideas?
Getting rid of you?
No. That's a good thought, Meredith. Besides, it can't be done, I told you.
Please go away.
Let's change people into different things. Sure, Meredith. We could turn Lumen into a bigger...
Lumen's got troubles tonight.
You're telling me. Well, let's change Dixie into the pencil shop.
Or a necktie.
With orange cactus grandfather.
And a light yellow background with cerise dots.
And rhinestones. Come on.
How do you do it?
You just stand on one foot and point and say what you want it to be.
Is that all?
Sure, it's easy.
Maybe she could change herself back.
Nah, once they change, they stop for good.
Good.
Huh?
Can I change you into something, Barge?
Me? No, of course not.
You can't change me, can you? Can you, Bob? I know all you can do is teach me how to do things, evil things.
You wouldn't change me into something, would you, pal?
You taught me how.
No, Meredith.
It sucked you in, didn't I?
I ran away.
You can't. You told me you couldn't.
Please, Meredith.
For my own good, Bob.
Don't say good, Meredith.
Let me see. A butterfly.
No.
Yesterday's newspaper?
No, Meredith.
A box of cigars.
A cloud. I'll rain on you.
I got you at last, Bud. A little dog?
I'll bite you and give you hydrophobia.
A fountain pen?
I'll write poison pen letters about you.
I've got it.
What, Meredith? Oh, no, please, Meredith, please.
Oh, yes.
No,
get
no,
ready, Budge.
No, Meredith, please.
Budge, I command you to...
No.
Stand still. I command you to become a... What I turned them into. Penny's
The title of today's Quiet Please story is Dark Gray Magic. It was written and directed by Willis Cooper, and the man who spoke to you was Ernest Chappell. And Bodge was St. Monk. Dixie was Miss Polly Cole. And usual music for Quiet Please is by Albert Berman. Due sound credit today by Mr. William J. McClintock. Now, for the word about next week, our writer director, Will Cooper.
Thank you for listening to Quiet Please. Next week, I have a story for you called The Other Side of the Stars.
And so, until next week at the same time, I am quietly yours, Ernest Chappell. And now, a listening reminder. Right now, the whole world is talking about the possibility of the Berlin blockade being lifted. Now, official sources have confirmed the story, but ABC listeners heard it first more than 10 days in advance on Drew Pearson's regular Sunday night program. Listen to Pearson.